Welcome back to Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mama of the girls. This is a podcast about better parenting. Today, I want to talk about the two main functions in parenting because I think people try to overcomplicate it, okay? Being a parent is a gift, a task, a responsibility, a challenge, a joy, a frustrating process, but it's also a choice. If you don't understand what's required, you will definitely feel overwhelmed in the process. The two main functions of parenting is going to be structure and nurturing. And then everything else is up under there, okay? That is how you parent, okay? Some people do it naturally and some other people have to develop it over time. That's what I'm talking about today. And the way that your child shows you affection or does not show you affection is stemming from that. The way that your child respects you is stemming from that. The way that your child is disrespectful to other people outside your home is coming up under that. And it's either you're not doing it enough or you're not doing it at all or you're overdoing it. Everything requires balance, okay? Welcome to Cozy Womb Podcast. Growing up, I would say that my mother was very nurturing. My mom had two strict Caribbean parents. She grew up in Jamaica. She skipped some grades because in Jamaica, you could do that if you're knowledgeable. She was one of, I want to say, 11 siblings. The youngest, the smallest, and she found things to do by herself. But she has always loved kids, always loved creating things. And I'm happy that that's the mom I got. That is Caribbean and not like a strict, mean, controlling one, because that's usually the personality that comes with a lot of Caribbean parents. My mom was not really about structure and discipline, though. And I feel like you can be loving, you could be caring, you could be nurturing, you could be fun. But if you don't have the structure part, your kids are going to suffer, okay? And because of my personality, I figured out a way to balance that out for myself. But a lot of times, kids just take advantage of there not being any rules, there not being any discipline, there not being any consequences to what kids choose to do. I was just very to myself. I never wanted to be out and about. I wasn't very social. I didn't like parties. The first time I got to an age to get a job, I got a job. I did a lot of on-call shifts. I would get to work before time. I was in a problem at work. I kept multiple jobs. I had a plan. You know what I'm saying? I was a lot of time who my mom needed as a kid because I tried my best not to give my mom any issues. Try my best, okay? Be lucky if you have a kid like that and you're not really structure-based. But a lot of parents try to do both, okay? Nurturing is doable by dads and moms. It's not just a woman thing, okay? And that's affection. That's unconditional love. That's encouraging words. That's emotional security, mental reliability, listening, showing understanding, providing basic needs like food, protection, clothes, toys, access, access to a good education. That is all under nurturing. Structure is pivotal because it helps kids know what's expected. It helps kids know what the limits are. It helps kids understand this is why I'm telling you to do this way for your safety, to prevent X, Y, and Z. And if kids don't have that, it's like they have no buffers for problems. They have no buffers for violence. They have no buffers for harm. And, you know, that's just not a way to raise kids. Kids need your leadership. Kids need your wisdom. Kids need rules, routines, and self-discipline. And if you don't start by disciplining them, they cannot learn how they need to discipline themselves. If you love your kids, you teach them accountability. That's under structure. You show them, you explain how, you explain why, and you explain to them what could happen if you don't do what you're told, if you don't follow instructions. They need that. At work, you have rules. You have things you should do, things you should not do. You have ways that violate HR. You have things that violate legal terms in what you do. I work in insurance. There are certain things I cannot talk about to the public about my company. Rules. You cannot just skip out on, you know, parenting and not having rules. And in every household, balance is peace. It shows respect. Respect your kids. Teach them how to respect you. When kids are nurtured properly, they are kind, they are empathetic, they are loving, and they are confident. When kids are not loved properly, they're frustrated, they're miserable, they're problematic, they could be bullies at school, they could be class. Woo! It took long enough! I don't know about you, but I was tired of that cold weather, okay? And because I'm tired of that cold weather, that means we got new merch, baby! We got new merch on the Shambi Potting Spot. And if you're looking for what else is she talking about, go to shambipotting.com. Thank you so much for checking out this show and checking out these podcasts. And if you're listening to this, that means you already knee-deep in, and I appreciate you. Enjoy yourself. Don't be a stranger. Drop a review. Now back to the show. Clowns. And that just shows that there's something not balanced happening at home. Kids that lie a lot, have a problem with the truth that they're living, is coming from somewhere. Grown-ups that lie a lot have issues with the truth that they're living. It's always coming from somewhere. So as parents, you have to trust that all you teach your children will be shown through your kids. You know, the way that you treat people, your kids see it. The way that you talk to people, your kids hear it. The way that you delegate your day with priorities, your kids see it. You don't want your child to always know, oh, I'm going to just ask dad because he's always going to say yes. Because he feels guilty because he's never really around. He works too much. Or I'm going to ask mom because she always feels guilty because she's always doing errands and we never really get to do anything fun. You have to find balance so your kids don't start to use the things that you can't do a lot against you. All right? And for fathers, I understand that you work long hours, you work a lot in order to afford the life that your kids live, but your kids want a life with you in it. Your kids want a life with you experiencing the things that you pay for also. Your kids want to go on vacation with you, but they want you to be engaged with what they're doing also. We don't want you just to fund the trip. We don't want you just to buy the shoes. So find a way, make the time to do things with your kids. If you work early, make the time to make them breakfast. Talk to them through breakfast. Get them ready. You leave. Call them when you know they get home from school. 5-minute phone call. 5-minute FaceTime. Stop saying you don't have time. You have time. We all have time. We have to make the time. We have to trust that there is some way to find balance in our day. We can't just say, oh, I did this and this for my kids. You can't tell me I'm not a good mom. I did this and this for my kids. You can't tell me I'm not a good dad. Doing is a part of parenting. Being there is another part of parenting. Proving things is another part of parenting. Being able to listen is another part of parenting. Being accessible by your kids is another part of parenting. And the thing is, we have a lot of parents that have kids, but they don't want to parent. They would rather take another job just to not be home with their kid. Just to not be available. Just to not have to deal with their kid whining. Just to not have to deal with finding something to do with their kid because their kid is always bored. If you don't mentally engage with your child, then somebody else is going to have to deal with the brunt of what you did not do. All these kids that are like popping up outside all hours of the night, 100 and something deep in a store, though, that is a result of a bunch of parents not parenting. That issue did not just happen overnight. There used to be commercials that would say, do you know where your kids are? Do you know where your kids are? These kids today, they don't have curfew. And if they have curfew, they're not following it. And if they don't follow their curfew, these parents are not doing anything. Therefore, they have no structure. These kids today that are in class talking back to teachers, pushing teachers, spitting on teachers, throwing desks, throwing chairs, that's a result of no structure. That's a result of no discipline. Okay? Kids that make it from first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade. I'm just gonna pop in and say this. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. I hope you're enjoying the show. Just so you know, the best way to support this podcast is to go to shambypodden.com. Check out all the other podcasts. And if you're interested in merchandise or books, there is a shop link on that website where you can go to the shop and buy merch, or you could purchase some books, or you can just share the link of the show with someone that you know. The best thing about Bonfire, who goes ahead and they drop ship that merch, is it's the easiest way to get your merchandise, get your tracking. You can return up to 90 days. Any shipping option that you need, they have it. They ship pretty fast, and the fabrics are really great. If you like bucket hats, they got it. If you like mugs, they got it. If you like t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, whatever you like, they got it. But I appreciate y'all for supporting this show. The website is shambypodden.com. If you would like to buy merch, it's on www.bonfire.com/store/theshambypodden spot. And the link is in the show notes. Now back to the show.
Grade, seventh grade, and they get to eighth grade, and that teacher is really seeing like, oh, you can't read. That is a result of their parents not loving them, their parents not nurturing the right way, their parents not caring, and that child not having any structure to make sure they're where they need to be academically. We are all seeing the results of what someone is doing and what someone is not doing for a child. So you have to have a balance of structure and nurturing when you're raising kids. If you really love them, you show up in both. Okay? My name is Sham. I just wanted to bring this to people's attention because the results of test scores, the results of kids not going to school, the results of the behaviors of kids in a classroom, the results of kids having a lot of sexual content access is the results of parents not following nurturing and structure. Okay? We have to do our part, or we have to stop having kids. A lot of these kids are not even able to be hired for jobs later on because they do not know what's involved with the interview process. They do not know how to speak to people face to face. They do not know how to properly answer questions. They do not know how to fill out applications. They do not know what a cover letter is. They do not know how to properly show up for themselves. And that is a result of what's happening in the parenting department. So check it. Get it together.
I love you.